We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
Hello, welcome to Road to Dreamforce. I'm Amanda Garcia on the events team, and I'm joined today by Kurt, who's going to talk to us about Dream Talks. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Amanda. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. So tell us, what is a Dream Talk?
A Dream Talk is a 25-minute session. It takes place in either one or two locations at Dreamforce, Yerba Buena Theater or second floor Moscone West. And it's an opportunity for us to highlight some really amazing thought leaders and just amazing individuals that are coming to Dreamforce. So we'd love to shine a bright light on them and get them out there. And this is the second year that we're doing them, so we're super excited. We have a great lineup.
That's awesome. Can you give us a sneak peek of who
we're
going to see?
Of course, I would love to. So we have Dream Talks every single day. Monday is World Economic Forum Day and also Innovation Day. So we are really excited to have Balaji Srinivasan, who's the CEO of 21.co, and he's also a partner at Andreessen Horowitz. And he's been in technology and VC world for a long time, but he also teaches at Stanford. He did some online courses at Stanford. And he's one of the world experts on blockchain. So he's going to come and talk about how blockchain is disrupting the way that businesses operate and give us some tips and tricks on what he sees for the future. So that should be really interesting. Then we have Jeffrey West coming back again for a return visit. It was great to have Jeffrey last year come visit us. He's going to talk about, he has a new book coming out that's called Scale, The Universal Laws of Growth, Innovation, Sustainability, and the Pace of Life in Organisms, Cities, Economies, and Companies. And actually, you can get it right now on Amazon or any other bookseller if you'd like to. And he's done a lot of work on the life of cities, the life and death of companies, and he's a theoretical physicist. So he has a really interesting take on the world, and he's going to come and talk about how things are going to scale in the future. So really, that's going to be great.
Sounds great.
On Tuesday, we have our AI Day, and we have a great lineup. We have a lot of AI other sessions and speakers going on, but two Dreams Talks specifically. One is Paul Daugherty, who is the CTO-CIO of Accenture. And he's going to come and talk about how Accenture's working with all of their customers and partners on how AI is changing the way businesses are going to work. And Paul is the co-author of a book that's coming out early next year called Human Plus Machine, Reimagining Work in the Age of Artificial Intelligence. So that should be great.
Yeah.
And then also super excited to have Vivian Ming come. She's one of the globally world-renowned experts on AI, and she's going to talk about bias and AI and the future of AI and other things like that. So really excited to have Dr. Ming come and join us. Wednesday is our Equality Diversity Day, and we have, again, a great lineup. Starting off in the morning with Lisa Jaster, who is a major in the U.S. Army. She was one of the first women to graduate from U.S. Army Ranger School and has just an amazing personal story. She worked at Shell Oil, then went back into the Army to go to Ranger School, failed the first time, went back, and then actually ended up graduating. So it's an amazing story. So that's going to be great. Then we have Magdalena Yesel, who was one of the original investors in Salesforce.
Oh, wow.
So she has very interesting perspective on Salesforce. Maybe might even drop a couple Mark Benioff stories in. You never know. But Magdalena has a new book coming out called How Smart Women Win in the New Economy, and that's coming out in October. So she's going to talk about that. Magdalena's been, she's on the board of a lot of companies. She's been a VC and has a really interesting perspective on being a woman in technology and in the VC world, and has written some op-ed articles for newspapers and other magazines across the country. So that should be great. Then in the afternoon, we have Michael Tubbs, who is the 27-year-old African-American mayor of Stockton, California. Mm-hmm. And Michael's going to come and talk about how What's in a Name is the title of his talk. And it is, there's another Michael Tubbs, who is a white supremacist, who was recently in the news because he was leading some of the things going on in Charlottesville, Virginia. So Michael Tubbs from Stockton, California is going to talk about what happens when he gets confused for being the other Michael Tubbs. So that should be really, really interesting. And then finally, on Wednesday, we have Lady Linda Rothschild, and she's coming to talk about inclusive capitalism. And over the years, she's been working really closely with a lot of her peers and major, major companies to talk about how capitalism has really failed most people on planet Earth, and what could be done to change capitalism and the way that capitalism is practiced to be more inclusive and get more people involved, because the more people involved, the more that we raise everybody up, the better off everybody is, obviously, right? And then finally, on Thursday, we have Peter Bookart from Human Rights Watch, and Peter's been in Iraq and Syria and Turkey and other places documenting and working with refugees and trying to solve the refugee crisis. And he's going to come and talk about how technology can really, really help solve some of these pressures that are feeling, that Europe's feeling, that other countries are feeling with all of the wars and other things going on in the world and that are creating these hundreds of thousands of refugees. So I don't want to give everything away, Amanda. We have to save one or two surprises. So there's going to be a couple surprises. Definitely throughout the week, look, and you'll be able to see some.
Sounds like we have a lot to look forward to in the Dream Talks. Very exciting.
We do.
So how can people sign up?
That's a great question, Amanda. The way you sign up for Dream Talks is like all your other sessions is you go to Agenda Builder and use those themes and you can look for diversity, equality, innovation, emerging trends. All of those type of themes are in there and you'll be able to find the Dream Talks. So definitely recommend go check out a Dream Talk while you're at Dreamforce.
We're excited and thanks so much for joining.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.